This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks. No, we are not in the A, guys. We're actually in Augusta today.
The other A.
277 Robert C. Daniel Parkway. It is literally, as Mike said, the first exit you get to.
Off of 520 right here.
Off of 520. Yes, there's a lot of food places, so you'll have to, you know, do the double take. Did you get, when you had to do the turnaround on the loop here? Because I saw it from the road. Because this is my first time at this Twin Peaks, and I said, oh, I saw it. So I thought it was going to be just like an exit and go under the, you know, the bridge, and you have to do a turnaround, but it's fairly easy, plenty of parking, man. And I got to tell you something, the indoor-outdoor of this particular location, they just opened windows here. It's a beautiful day, man. Come through.
It really is, man. Huge store, big build-out. So, again, if you can make it, if you're on your way out to the Masters, maybe some guys this afternoon, Carl, getting in their car, they're going to be here for the weekend, come by and say hello.
All right, man. We got a lot to get to. Our draft analyst, or one of them, is going to stop by. His name's Ryan Robinson. Roberts, NFL draft analyst from A to Z Sports, and we'll get his take on a lot of the guys we're curious about. We will get into the Falcons, and is it really worth moving from number 15? Now, you said you did a mock draft, and it's always fun because you can move back, you can move up, and just kind of play and see what happens.
And I know it's tough because, and I do say this every year, so I'll get this out of the way today with about 2 weeks now, 15 days before the draft. I think the only thing missing from the NFL Network's website is their own mock draft. Take all that resources they've got, Carl. All because you can basically punch in almost every player.
You can.
And you can get an NFL Network draft profile. I'd love to see them create their own mock draft generator, which nerds like me and most of our listeners that do this stuff, Grant, our man, Commissioner Gordon would say, yeah, I do that stuff too. But in this mock draft, in a world where I could actually get basically everything I want from the Steelers because they really wanted Shador Sanders because he was there. And you and I have debated, and I don't think he'll be there. I still think it's going to be chalk and he'll be gone in the top five. But man, it's kind of interesting to get on some of these generators and see what's out there. I still love the idea of us trading back and picking up a third rounder if possible, or maybe more.
We need it. I just don't.
Maybe another second rounder.
Yeah, I just don't feel like Mike. And it's not that, you know, we have limited picks. And I just got to tell you, 2 7th rounders, they're not tickling my fancy. Like that, I don't even know if we're going to keep those. So to make a move like that, I think would be worthy. Again, edge, defensive tackle, corner. I know Leonard Floyd has solidified us as far as helping with our pass rush, but you got to be thinking about the future. And even if Leonard Floyd is good for the next 2 years, we still don't have a guy that we, as a fan base, are going to grow with over the next 10 years, Mike, and say, that's our guy. Look at how he gets after the quarterback. And Mike and I have talked about this, where you see his jerseys and his number down in Mercedes-Benz. We've yet to have that guy, specifically on the defensive side of the football. So you got to be thinking long-term here. And if they have forward thinking about the quarterback, they should have forward thinking about the edge rusher.
Yeah, man, I know that we've debated, and we will continue to debate the next 2 weeks, is one of the Georgia players going to be the guy? Because as we had a good conversation, I thought yesterday, hard to quantify what Mykal Williams is statistically, right? Because these guys are Jalen Walker, for that matter, because the way they're used. And if you go back and you look at Trayvon Walker, he was not exactly a stat machine. He was only 9 sacks, I think 9.5 sacks in his time at Georgia. Really popped in the 21 championship season, but he gets in the NFL and he explodes. Now, is he better than Aiden Hutchinson? I still think it's a good draft pick, even though he went before him. this is the great debate. Is do you look at a guy who went to, you know, Marshall after Virginia and say, man, you know, Mike Green, that's an edge rusher. He's an edge rush machine. Or Michael Williams is going to be that guy. And he also, yes, we hated his fans, but he could drop back in coverage because he's a great athlete.
He is. It is a curious situation to kind of look at and say, what does this mean when he gets to the NFL and his production? Mm. We're live again in Augusta, guys. Coming up, Ryan Roberts. Yeah, man, no man's also on the way a little bit later this hour. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Okay, so they're starting to point out Shador's weaknesses, okay? And right. I say they're starting. This has kind of been the case all along and why I think a lot of people have moved him from being a top 5 guy to maybe top 10 or top 15. Either way, I still have him as a top quarterback in this draft. It's Cam and it's Shador. Some people say Jackson Dart, Mike, has moved up the board. I do believe that. But one scout, and this is one scout's opinion.
Is he named?
Is he nameless? Nameless.
The dreaded anonymous. I think he's Greek.
He basically says, hold on. Check that. This is Craig Johnson. Longtime NFL assistant quarterbacks coach for over 2 decades.
Okay.
He talks about, you know, things about being elusive and athletic and blah, blah, blah.
Did Chris put this on your sheet just to aggravate you?
No, but I have seen some of these reports, and most of them don't have names on them. But
right. He owned it.
But yes, this Craig Johnson is a longtime NFL assistant and quarterbacks coach for over 2 decades. So you want to put that out there, right, as far as credibility is concerned. But when you start talking about the weaknesses, you know what they're talking about, Mike? His average time to throw.
Yeah. Got to get rid of it.
And I've been saying that if you went and watched, and I'm willing to tell you, most college quarterbacks, they all hold it longer than they should. Now, I get why Shador was, because, again, he's trying to make plays. But I agree, that is one thing that he will not be able to do in the NFL. And so this is, you know, the average time to throw last season, 2.96 seconds, 110th in FBS football, which is Division I, basically saying that's not going to get it done. And if he doesn't get better at that, they're saying Cam Ward, likely the number one overall pick.
Right.
His release time, Mike, and getting rid of the football, he ranked 100. Shador Sanders ranked 110. So yeah, when you start about these weaknesses, and this is what I'm talking about.
You're talking one guy 10 metrics beyond the other guy? That's kind of crazy.
So 2.91 seconds, right. 2.91.
Where's Jackson Dart on this? That's interesting because, what? You know, the ball's got to come out in the SEC. You're playing against better defenses.
But I just think, like, this is the minute stuff that you want to pick apart, and I think that's fixable. I don't think that's a big deal.
If you don't like the guy, you can bend the argument, right, to your side. And
yes.
Like Tim Hasselbeck, he felt that the comp was in it. That's why we talked about it. Chris did have it on the notes. There is a guy putting his name behind it. About a month ago or a few weeks ago, Tim Hasselbeck compared him to Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
You know, which I was like, really? Because that's, for most people, you would just kind of shrug and go, well, that's not worth taking with the top 3 picks.
This guy, Craig Johnson, by the way, and we're just talking about Shador's weaknesses, allegedly one of them. This is one of the things they're saying, and I don't disagree with this. I think that, again, most quarterbacks coming into the league have an issue with this. But he said, you know, you want guys who are able to work off schedule, you know, make plays, blah, 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 but the clock runs out on everybody. Yeah, because guys get after you in the NFL.
Right.
You're not going to have that kind of time.
Now, if I watched probably more of Cam Ward than I did of Shador Sanders.
Sure.
But Cam Ward was a winner. I mean, the guy, now, sometimes he got himself in trouble. You know, he threw, I think, 7 interceptions on the season. There was a big turnovers, but then he came back. Sometimes they were down a couple of scores. They were slow starters with Miami. And then all of a sudden, why doesn't that show up in the scouting report? You know, how much of that do you put on, oh, no, it was all on the teammates? Because, oh, Cam gets the pass, but meanwhile, Shador Sanders' offense was not great, right? When you talk about offensive line and weapons he was using, not named Travis Hunter. So
yeah.
I just think there's this stigma or there's this agenda against Shador Sanders because his dad is Deion Sanders. And unfortunately for him, it's played out in some of these evaluations.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up, guys. Let us know what you think. Again, as we approach the draft, April 24th, first round. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium doing the show down there and having a lot of fun as we do each and every year.
So
and
Jackson, by the way, Dart, guys, he ranked in the 84th percentile for release speed. So his is really good compared to Shador and Cam, who are not.
Do you think that's coaching? Because you know who his coach is or was? Lane Kiffin.
Correct.
Do you think that's coaching? I'm just saying, Lane has an ability to make guys better. I'm not telling you that Shador wasn't getting that, but I also know Shador played on a team with one of the worst offensive lines in the country. You guys saw how physical Ole Miss was when they played Georgia. There's something to be said right. about being getting rid of the football, but also being able to protect your quarterback. And Jackson Dart, by the way, I've heard, I haven't seen, obviously, but in his workouts, Mike, his private workouts, he's been really good. And I think that is the preparation that Lane Kiffin and some of his quarterback coaches have gotten him. He's coming in, he's impressing them with his right. footwork, his arm, and I've heard he's had really good workouts, which is why all of a sudden he's moved ahead of guys like Jalen Milroe and right. some of the other quarterbacks we've talked about in this draft.
Curious to see, is Jalen Milroe first part, second round? Like 35, 32?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Somebody going to move up in the back end of the first round and get them? Somebody who wants, you know, I mean, you've got maybe a starting quarterback. You let Jalen Milroe sit, or do you see? I don't think he's. To me, he's a lot like Richardson. You got to polish him up.
Right, right.
That's another dude we just talked about. You know, Asa Newell at Georgia. If I was Jalen Milroe, I would have gone to a better. If you don't feel you're getting coached up at Alabama, I said this to you last month. Go get coached up somewhere else. Even if the team sucks defensively, go get some, sharpen your skills and be a top 10 pick.
CBS hey man, right now has Jalen Milroe guys going to the Giants in the third round.
Yeah, that's
a good.
About right.
See, that's a good pick for them, right. And that's that way he can sit behind Russell Wilson and Jameis, eat those dopes, and then eventually get in there.
Yeah, that sounds about right. If they don't go quarterback with the third overall pick,
which they still may. That's why I mean, just because it's funny. They asked Justin Fields. I saw this at Pro Football Talk today. He goes, "I'm willing to teach, but you know, not really interested in speculation about the Jets if Shador Sanders. I think it's at 7, Chris, where the Jets are selecting. You know, I mean." It's like the old joke. I used to say, remember Chris Chandler? Poor Chris Chandler. He's in Houston. They bring in Steve McNair. Comes to Atlanta, they bring in Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to teach somebody to take their job.
No, it's true.
Steve DeBerg would do the same thing.
Well, listen, yeah. Brett Favre didn't want to teach Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
I mean, it's a tough spot to be in.
I don't blame him.
No, I hear you. Let's hear from Justin Simmons. You remember Justin Simmons, right?
Yep.
He went on the Kay Adams Up and Adams show. And was asked about, you know, Michael Penix. I want you guys to hear this because I have full belief that Michael Penix is going to be a dude. Here's what Justin Simmons said about him.
Training camp. That was my third day of practice. Literally third day being there. He was running the second team reps and going up against the second team defense. And he had this no-look throw down the sideline right into – it was the craziest throw I think I've ever seen in person. And I was like – oh, he has whatever it is, he has it. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Whatever it is. Now, I will repeat that Justin Simmons, I know he wasn't great for us last year, but this is an all-pro safety and has played a long time in the NFL,
right.
Has had a lot of picks in his career. I'm not going to take that comment lightly. Like, he doesn't owe that to Michael Penix, Mike. Mm. He's not coming back here.
Right.
He's just simply telling you, third day, I'm watching, and I've seen a lot of guys, and this dude makes a throw that I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying when guys know a guy can play.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.